Let us go together before the Lord in prayer. Father, in the name of your Son, Jesus, Lord, we ask you to shine your light down upon us, God. So many of us are having a hard time with this life, God. Though you say in your word, things were going to get worse, God. Clearly, we're living in those times, Lord, where everyone is struggling and things are tough and hard and people are turning away, Lord. And our country that was built on your word is falling away from your word, God. We're putting people in positions, God, that don't care about you, Lord. Lord, we're asking that you be with us, God. We need you to help us turn it around, God, to get out of the pattern we're in, out of the struggles of this life that we've fallen into, God, and lead us in, through your Son, Christ Jesus, God. Make a way, make this country, the country that you created, God, the country that you founded, God, through your word and your Son and your Spirit. Be with us, God. Give us understanding today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So let's cover in our struggles or as we're led by the inspired teaching of the Holy Spirit. These days, it seems like there's more suffering and struggling in the world than ever before. But if we look back, especially in the Old Testament, others have suffered and struggled way more than us. They went through more headaches than we can ever go through. We have to ask the question, what caused them to go through such struggles? And what did they do to overcome their struggles? See, we have to learn from those who came before us so we don't struggle more or longer than we need to in this life, that we learn how to live in peace, how to get to that place that God talks about where we're living in Christ and Christ is living in us. See, like they, we have to have a confessing heart. One that sees the Lord as righteous in us as a rebellious person that goes against the commandments of God. See, it was a time of exile, a time of being separated from God. And the Israelites' allies had betrayed them. The priests and elders were perishing. Many was under distress. There was torment in their heart. They were disturbed and very rebellious. Outside was only death. So when we have struggles from within, we deprive of peace and we don't know what prosperity feels like anymore. We come to know what it feels like when all splendor is gone, when all hope has vanished. There's affliction and bitterness and loss. We've forgotten about God's great love, that his compassion never fails. We don't remember that God's love is renewed every morning and how great is his faithfulness. We are struggling from within. We have to look at what's coming out of us. If we have evil thoughts, sexual immorality, theft, murder, adultery, greed, malice, deceit, lewdness, envy, slander, arrogance and folly coming from within our hearts, that which is pouring out of our hearts, then we will struggle because we're unclean before God. See, how much we struggle from within depends on how we see things, what we set our eyes on. See, we have to consider the condition of our body. Are we walking in the light of Christ Jesus? It matters when we struggle from within, where we take ourselves, where we're standing, how we are as a child of God. Go with me to Luke chapter 11, verses 34-35. In our struggles, we have to examine ourselves, not point fingers at others. Is what in us good? Is it good coming out of us? We have to know, is the struggle because there's something going on inside of us? It has nothing to do with anybody on the outside. That we may blame them, that we may point a finger at them. The struggle is really what's going on inside of me, how I feel, how the desires I have in me, the things I want to do that I know are not pleasing to God. Luke chapter 11, verses 34-35 says, your eyes is the lamp of your body. When your eyes are good, your whole body is also full of light. But when they are bad, your body also is full of darkness. See to it then that the light within you is not of darkness. See, when sin is at the heart of our struggles, we need to embrace God's word so we don't continue to struggle. See, sin has seized the opportunity to produce in us every kind of craving desires inside of us. We struggle because the moment we try to be obedient to the word of God, sin springs up in our body, that which is inside of us, and causes trouble within our mind, in our spirit, and in our soul. See, and as we establish our faith in the Lord, we struggle. The good we want to do, we can't carry it out because evil is right there with us. We struggle from within because in our inner being, we want to do good, but the sins of the body are raging war against the word of God that's in our mind, producing struggles from within us. Lord, your word is in my mind. I go to church, I read it, God, it's in me. But what's in me, God? That which is in my body, God, that which houses is bound me, God, it produces the desire for sin. In our struggles against sin, we cannot grow weary and lose heart. We have not resisted to the point of shedding our blood. We must remember the Lord's word of encouragement that addresses us as sons and daughters of God. When the Lord disciplines us because of our sins, we cannot think that we're struggling for no reason. For he disciplines those he loves. He rebukes those who come near to him. See, we have to know why we're struggling from within. Is it because of sin that is in us? Or is it because the Lord is correcting our path? See, we have to know what is causing us the fighting quarrel. Are we struggling because there are sinful desires battling within us? See, we want something, but we don't get it. So we kill and covet until we get what we want. We struggle because we don't ask God for help to give us understanding so we can receive, so we can do the things that have right motives and not for selfish ambitions. We struggle for many different reasons in this life. See, the hardest thing about struggling is when you don't know why. See, if I know I have sin and things are not working out for me, then I should not complain. See, if we struggle and don't understand why, that is the perfect time to examine our steps, to look at what we are desiring and understand the nature of our heart. What do we have in our heart? What are our eyes set on? What are we desiring? What do we focus on? Is it of God or is it of self? Why are we struggling, Lord? See, when God gives us understanding, when God through his word and son and spirit starts leading and guiding us, sometimes we struggle with God. Moses was a good example. Though God showed Moses his power, Moses struggled to believe in God. Moses complained about his ability to speak. He asked God to send someone else. So we don't like what God is leading us into. We struggle because we're unwilling to do what the Lord is directing us to do. And when things are not going well for us, we struggle. Instead of looking for how we're living, we blame God. We question why God allowed things to happen to us and to others. We complain and speak against the Lord, but who are we to talk back to God? We have to be careful. Speaking against God could prolong our struggles. Job spoke about how much he dreaded his suffering, said he knows God will not hold him innocent. See, Job said God had already found him guilty, and he struggled in vain. Job said no matter what he did, God would still detest him. And then God had to teach Job, just like he has to teach us. Job then replied to God, I know you can do all things. No plans of yours can fail. Job said he had spoken of things he did not understand, of things too wonderful for him to know. And then God restored Job's life, making it better than before. It's in our struggles that we find God. Whether the struggles are from within or without, when you and I have to understand, God is the answer. See, in our struggles, we cannot turn against God. When we struggle with God, we come to hate His instruction. We cast His word behind us. When we see someone stealing, we join in and we throw our lot in with the adulterers. From my mouth comes evil and harsh words. Though the Lord keeps silent, we keep blaming God. See, one day the Lord is going to stand up and rebuke us and accuse us face to face. There's no point in struggling with God. He knows what's best for us. We must turn our rebellious ways and receive the love of God into our hearts and walk as God has called us. No matter if it causes us to struggle, God is trying to get us to see that the way we're going, what's in us, our desires, what we're focusing on, will never leave us to the kingdom of God. So we struggle because God's word says go one way, but inside our body, that which comes out of us, desires to go another. When we struggle against God, we put God to the test, demanding He provide what we want. We question why God can do and what He can do in our lives. And can God really put a table before us? Can God really make a person well? Can God really provide everything for our lives? See, we question God, but we forget that God can do anything. He's in control. He's able to do anything. Every word He speaks is fulfilled. Go with me to Psalms chapter 78, verses 18 to 20. So we are struggling. We have to see the Lord as the answers, not as the problem to our struggles. God didn't cause us to sin. God doesn't cause desires of sin to come in us. From the beginning, God wants to make people who will follow after His heart. A pure heart, a holy heart, but we chose the life of sin. And we're struggling now between sin and God. God is not to blame for our struggles, but He is the answer. Psalms chapter 78, verses 18 to 20 says, "And they willfully put God to the test by demanding the food that they crave. They spoke against God, saying, 'Can God spread a table in the desert?' And when He struck the rock and water gushed out and streams flow abundantly. But can He also give us food? Can He supply meat for His people?" See, this is the way, Lord help us. This is the way we are with our struggles. We don't take our struggles as personal. We think it's someone else or it's God's. It's got to be somebody else making me struggle. It's not the stuff that's in me. It's not what I put in my mind. It's not the desires that I have. It's not the greed that's in me. It's not the selfishness in me. No, it's not that. It's someone else or it's God. This is not going well. We have struggles when things seem to not be right. We question the Lord. We say, "Lord, have You rejected us completely? Lord, You have afflicted us beyond healing." But instead of us struggling with God, we need to turn to the Lord and acknowledge our sins so the Lord will come to our rescue and be our refuge. We have to be careful about raising our voice against the Lord. God hears every word. He sees every deed that we do. He knows every desire that's in us. See, the Lord sees when we boast about ourselves and against the Lord and speak against God without restraint. He hears that. The Lord says He would indeed hear us. And one day will come when we know God has heard every word we said, everything we spoke against Him and our brothers and sisters. It's been recorded. You and I stand before the Lord. He's going to repeat every word, every deed that we've ever done in our lives. God has it written down, so you and I got to be careful when we're struggling to turn against God. See, we have to learn from those in the past who, though they could blame God in the middle of their struggles, they cannot be full of lies and deceit. We cannot be the kind of person that act unruly against God, against the faithful and holy one of God. In the middle of our struggles, we can't turn against God. See, there's nothing good that's going to come from that. We must keep silent and ask the Lord for help, for understanding and for deliverance. See, God loves us. He sent his son into the world not to condemn us, but to save us. And if we believe, we will not be condemned, but we will stand condemned if you and I don't believe in God's son. If we don't give ourselves over to the life of Christ Jesus. This Christ is more than enough for us. There's nothing too hard for the Lord to help us with. God said, Christ said, I'm going to be with you. I'll never forsake you. I'll never leave you. So in the middle of our struggles, we have someone to call on, but we can't be thinking the one we're going to call on is the one that's causing us a problem. See, God wants everyone to be saved, to overcome all of their struggles in this life, to lead us to holiness, to lead us to life with God. So we have to examine our struggles. We have to examine why we're struggling, what's going on. In the first place, we start is inside of ourselves. What's going on? Is everything good inside of us? See, is my motives good, Heavenly Lord Jesus? Am I focused on God? Am I focused on self? Help me understand what's going on inside of me. Are my thoughts good, God? Help me get me right understanding, God. Because I'm struggling, Lord. When I'm struggling, Lord, I don't want to blame you. I need you to help me get what's right inside of me in line with your will and your way, Lord. We all struggle. It's through God's love in Christ Jesus we overcome. See, we must join together in our struggles, praying for God's help. We know that prayer is a means by which we who are struggling can be rescued. We pray together in the midst of our struggles, so together we experience the joy of the Lord in our life. And all that who are struggling, all that's there, that's holding hands together on our knees praying, will be released from our struggles. We'll overcome our struggles in Christ Jesus. Struggling outside of the Lord is totally different than struggling in Christ Jesus. As the Spirit of the Lord continues to shape us together, we who are God's people are members of the same household with Christ Jesus as the chief cornerstone. In him, we are being built up together, become a dwelling place for his Spirit. And you and I got to get ourselves right on the inside, man. We don't want to keep struggling. We want the Holy Spirit to have his way, to generate the joy and the peace of God in our lives. See, we can't have all this struggling going on in turn because we continue to grasp the things of this world, having greed and having selfishness in our hearts. When God is trying to get us away, he's trying to separate us from this life and this thinking that we have. Go with me to Ephesians chapter 2, verses 19 to 20. So you have to look at our lives differently. We have to handle our struggles differently now that we're in Christ Jesus. Ephesians chapter 2 verses 19 to 20 says, consequently, you're no longer foreigners and aliens, but fellow citizens with God's people, members of God's household, built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, with Christ Jesus himself as the chief cornerstone. And in him, the whole building is joined together, raised to become a holy temple in the Lord. And in him, you two are being built together to become a dwelling in which God lives by his Spirit. You understand why you're struggling in Christ Jesus? To separate the things that are not of Christ from the things that is of Christ in you. Separating life from death. Separating evil from good. Separating bad desires from good desires. Separating the greed and selfishness from a love of God. The love of God's people. The love of others. See, in our struggles, we come together kneeling before God, praying for the whole family of God in heaven and on earth, praying for God's glory and riches in the Lord to strengthen us through power through the Spirit in our inner being. praying together to each one of us are rooted and established in God's love. So we have the power together in all the saints. So we can grasp how high, how wide, how long, how deep is the love of Christ Jesus that's going to pour into us. We come together so we can be filled with the full measure, the fullness of God. Help us, Lord. We struggle for so many different reasons. But when we are in you, Christ Jesus, the struggle is different, God. The struggle now is to get us to walk like you, to have the same attitude of you, to take on the qualities of God into our lives, to separate from the things of this world and let you pour into us. It's a different kind of struggle than struggling in this world, Lord. We're in Christ. Know our struggles is not against flesh and blood, but against the evil rulers and against the authorities and against the powers of darkness of this world, against the spirits and forces of evil in the heavenly realms. We know this is not a carnal struggle now. We're in Christ. Now this battle is the salvation of our soul. We put on the full measure of God so we can stand our ground in our struggles. Help us, Lord. In our struggles in Christ, we must remember we've been granted a path to the kingdom of God through Christ. He suffered and experienced the same struggles we're going through. So he knows what we're going through. He knows how to help us. He knows how to deliver us from it. See, in our struggles, we can't lose our connection with Christ, from whom the whole body is supported and together. And God causes us to grow. We experience struggles. We can't forget we died with Christ. We died to the basic principles of this world. We cannot submit ourselves to his rules and struggles anymore. We can't participate in these things anymore. The love of Christ, the blood of Christ Jesus has separated us, so we no longer struggle over those things. We may struggle knowing how to be good. We may struggle knowing how to love God. We may struggle knowing how to love each other, but we don't struggle because we seek the things of this world. The Lord is coming again. When a loud voice, the dead in Christ will raise first, and after that, we who are still alive will be caught up together with him in the clouds to meet our Maker. In the middle of our struggles, we cannot forget what is yet to come. We must remember that we need self-control. We need to keep the faith. We need to keep the hope of salvation in our heart. God does not want us to suffer though his wrath is coming. Christ died so we can remain awake and alive together with him. We must encourage one another as we struggle in following Christ. Struggling in this world is not the same as struggling in Christ Jesus. So we have to be clear about why we struggle. There's a difference between struggling because we continue to pursue things of this world, which causes us to struggle with sin. There's a difference between struggling in this world and struggling because you're giving yourself over to Christ Jesus. See, to stop the types of struggle we have in this world, we must repent of our sins, turn our lives to God, get properly connected to Christ Jesus, and obey. Learn to obey the word of God. Learn how to put the word of God in your mind. It starts changing what's in your body and get your body under control. See, struggling with this world is different than struggling with Christ Jesus. See, but you and I, when we give ourselves over to Christ, we start having spiritual struggles. When we start struggling spiritually, that is where the testing of our faith comes. A struggle in obedience and all that God has called us into. All the changes the Lord wants to make in our lives creates this spiritual struggle in us. To struggle to get through the things that God is trying to change about you. Change about your lifestyle. Change about your desire. Change about what's in our hearts. And to come overcome these struggles, we have to grow in the Lord. We got to mature in Christ Jesus. We need to continue to learn of God. We must overcome. We must let what God has started in us come to a completion. It must be finished. The race must be over. We must win and have victory in Christ Jesus to make sure that what we struggle with spiritually, we are overcomers in Christ Jesus. In our struggles, we must hold unswervingly to the hope we profess. The Lord is faithful. We must spur each other on towards hope and good deeds. Even in the middle of our struggles, we must continue meeting together so we encourage one another, help each other in times of struggle. We must remember why we're willing to go through the struggles and fall in Christ Jesus. Like those before us who wandered in deserts and mountains and caves and holes in the ground because they was commended for their faith. You and I must walk in a different path than the world and religion so we too are commended for our faith, our steadfastness in Christ Jesus. God has a plan that's far better for us so together we're made perfect in His sight. Praise God. God understands the struggles we face in following His Son, so He made a way for us. Praise the Lord. Christ Jesus, coming in the likeness of sinful man, took on our struggles to be an example of how to overcome through faith in God. Thank you, Jesus. Struggling in this life is no joke. It's hard. We look around and see others who are perishing. See, and their prophets, and those who are prophesying, and those who are just living such a great life. Especially when we see those who are not struggling, and they're not even seeking God. I get it. It's hard to understand why should we be struggling when they are not. We cannot place our eyes on the things of this world, thinking this is the blessings from God. We have been taught we must follow Christ Jesus. We must store up treasures for ourselves in heaven that cannot lose its value, that cannot be taken away, that cannot spoil. It will be there for us. God is faithful. He never denies us. He never tells lies. So when God speaks to us about if we follow His Son Christ Jesus, we're able to enter the kingdom of God. If we do right, if we allow the Spirit of the Lord to work and change us, peace will be in our lives. And we start doing good and store up treasures for ourselves in heaven. You and I have to believe this. Our faith needs to be grounded on the Word of God. Must hold on, Lord Jesus. Must follow the Word of God. We live our lives in a way that we cannot spoil ourselves or defile ourselves. We must live in Christ Jesus and do the will of God every day of our lives. Though it may cause a struggle because people in the world are not living that way. And they're coming against us, but you got to understand, our struggles in the Lord will be rewarded. We're not struggling for life in this world. We're struggling so we can achieve life in Christ Jesus. Struggling is just a momentary thing. But joy comes in the morning. But you and I have to decide, what am I struggling for? Why am I struggling? Am I struggling because of what I'm pursuing is the things of this world? And the things of this world is causing me to struggle because I gave myself to Christ Jesus? Or am I struggling because I'm fighting against the Holy Spirit changing my life, putting things in me, taking things out of me? Why am I struggling? You got to know why you're struggling, Lord Jesus, help us. God's blessings are new every morning. Don't give up. Overcome the struggles. Your spiritual struggles. God has something great He's working out in you. But you got to overcome. You got to have victory. You got to go through it. You got to be delivered through it. So the struggles make you whole. Make you steadfast. Make you stronger. Maybe you're able to help somebody else. Don't give up. Don't take your hand off the plow. Keep to the path God has called you. Let Him order your steps, Lord Jesus. Your reward will be great in the kingdom of God. God will bless your steps here on earth, and your reward will be magnificent. God will store up for you such great things. He will bless you in this life and the life to come. If you will understand that your struggles is to make you better. Your struggles is to make you more like Christ Jesus. Your spiritual struggles is to make you a better child of God. But we got to know why we're struggling. We can't be struggling because we got one foot in this world and one foot in Christ Jesus. Clearly, God says, I will spew you out of my mouth if we live such life. So we need to give ourselves fully over to God. And we understand that when I give myself fully over to God, I go through some spiritual struggles. But those spiritual struggles are to make me grow. It is to change me, my attitude, to be more like Christ Jesus. It is to change my behavior, to be more like Christ-like. See, it is to change my attitude, to be more like Christ, more like God. See, the more I struggle spiritually, the greater I grow in Christ Jesus. Help us, God. Help us, Lord, with our spiritual struggles. Give us understanding. Each one of us struggle in different ways as we come to you, Lord. But you know how to deliver us, God. You know how to teach us and give us victory over these struggles we're having spiritually, God. So be with us, guide us, and keep us, Lord. Give us understanding, Lord. Break every chain. Give us victory over the struggles that we go through as we try to draw near to you or try to draw closer to you as you try to be like you, Christ Jesus, in every way. God the Father, we ask you to guide our hearts, God. We're giving ourselves over to your word, Son, and Spirit. We know you are the truth, the light. There is no other, God. So in you, Father, in your Son, we come. Teach us your ways. And as we struggle, make a way for us to overcome and have victory in your Son, Christ Jesus. We will give you all the glory and praise, Lord. We'll reach and tell somebody else the worldly struggles is not worth it. You're doing it in vain. But if you give yourself to Christ, you go through some spiritual struggles that will grow you, that will mature you, that will make you a true child of God. And in that, you'll have victory, reward, and everything that God has spoken, the promises of God will be in your life available to you. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for the love and kindness and the teaching of your word and your Son and your Spirit today. Continue to guide us and keep us. In Jesus' name.